was Restoring the Character Ethic. The book caught a wave that even I had no way of anticipating, particularly in organizational arenas. Today, the seven habits are still thriving in boardrooms, government offices, and corporate universities around the globe. About the same time as the Seven Habits book was launched, I was approached by Chuck Farnsworth, who at the time was superintendent of schools for a progressive district in Indiana. Chuck felt strongly that the Seven Habits had an important role to play in the world of education, and he was passionately determined to lead the charge. He began by taking the habits to school administrators and teachers. To date, nearly 500,000 professional educators have been trained in the Seven Habits, with many of them being certified as school facilitators. As we brought the Seven Habits into schools, the focus remained on training adults, not students. That changed in 1998 when my son Sean wrote The Seven Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Sean had been a Division I college football quarterback, which created frequent opportunities for him to be in front of teen audiences. He developed a sincere interest in young people that eventually propelled him to write the teen version. More than 3 million teen copies have now been sold, and student activity guides have carried the habits to over 100,000 middle and high school students. In the latter part of 1999, the Seven Habits made another significant entry into schools. During a presentation in Washington, D.C., I was approached by an elementary school principal named Muriel Summers. She wanted to know if I thought the Seven Habits could be taught to young people. I pointed her toward Sean's book, but she came back with the reply that she was referring to very young children, as young as 5 years old. I responded, "I don't know why not," and then casually added that if she ever tried to do it, to let me know how it went. Now I'd like to give you a brief account of what Muriel and her talented staff initiated following that brief encounter. It is a tremendous and amazing story, one that has been simmering, thickening, rippling, and gaining momentum for some time. The percentage of students achieving end-of-grade targets has gone from 84% to 97%. And the school has gone from the brink of nearly being terminated as a magnet school to being named the number one magnet school in America. How, you might ask? With great success, they, along with scores of other schools now, have been teaching the Seven Habits and other leadership principles to elementary school students, even five-year-olds. Here are some examples of where else it has been applied. In Alberta, Canada, Joseph Welch Elementary is reporting that parent satisfaction with what children are being taught has leaped from 67% to 98%. In Fern Park, Florida, English Estates Elementary jumped from being a B-rated school to an A-rated school and was awarded the most academically improved school in its district. In Decatur, Alabama, a local businessman and Chamber of Commerce president adopted Chestnut Grove Elementary and sponsored it as a leadership school. Plans to extend the model throughout the entire school district are now well underway. In Japan, annually, parents are paying for more than 13,000 students to attend after-school programs where they are taught basic leadership principles. In Adams County, Illinois, documented improvements in academic success at Dewey Elementary captured the eye of the United Way, which is now working to ensure that all 10,000 students in the county receive the same opportunity. In inner city Chicago, the Noble Network of Charter Schools